This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The DLP's shadow housing minister criticizes the former housing minister amid resignation. The police commissioner calls for increased responsibility as several officers promoted to the rank of senior constable. Friends of Democracy hails Carifesta 15, but calls for timely sharing of post-event reports. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness and his Jamaica Labour Party secure a third consecutive term. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Democratic Labour Party has sharply criticised former Housing Minister Dwight Sutherland's tenure, citing what they call a series of major failures and gross mismanagement of public funds. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, in a brief announcement yesterday, said she accepted Mr. Sutherland's resignation from the Cabinet and has appointed government backbencher Christopher Gibbs as the new minister. Reacting to the announcement, opposition party shadow housing minister, Senator Ryan Walters, highlighted several key issues that occurred during the former minister's leadership.
The Democratic Labour Party has continually highlighted significant shortfalls, numerous mishaps, and the inefficiencies within the Ministry of Housing. I do not have to list all, but a few major failures immediately come to mind. The $60 million HOPE fiasco, the $27 million cost overrun for imported steel frame homes, the nonsensical promise of 10,000 homes in 5 years, and the alleged pending lawsuits because of broken contracts. These are not minor stumbles. They all equate to gross mismanagement of public funds.
Mr. Walters expressed hope that the Ministry of Housing under Minister Gibbs would reposition itself and deliver housing.
Under the former minister's tenure, we've witnessed political grandstanding, poor execution, and a lack of accountability. With the new minister at the helm, we sincerely hope that things can change quickly for the average Bajan seeking housing. It is time for the ministry to be repositioned and really refocus on its original mandate of providing affordable housing to Bajans.
DLP spokesperson for housing, Senator Ryan Walters. Commissioner of Police Richard Boyce called for increased responsibility from officers in the execution of their duties as he congratulated those who were promoted to the rank of senior constable. Several lawmen were among 300 officers who were given their instruments of appointment at a special ceremony at the District A complex yesterday. The commissioner stressed that the new rank was not created simply as a matter of procedure.
Now, the post in itself has not been created by mere formality. It has been created after deep sessions of discussions, in-depth discussions, I must say, because it was birthed in a discussion where the organization as a whole was examined. What you are about to receive this afternoon is one that we see the significance of it, and I will hope that each and every person who will receive this token of our appreciation, that you understand that you are all part and parcel of the persons who have moved up the rank, and this for you should bring some level of accomplishment.
He urged the newly appointed or promoted officers to embrace their new duties, noting that they're now in a position to train junior staff and make critical decisions.
They want persons to embrace all of the duties which may come your way. So whether it is giving advice to members of the public in the absence of the substantive sergeant, or whether it is dealing with a dispute, or making sure persons make the correct entries in the diary, whatever the duties are, it is for you to carry these duties fully and develop the appetite for briefing the substantive sergeant or station sergeant when they return to the station. So a lot will be on you and placed on you.
Commissioner of Police Richard Boyce. The Friends of Democracy hails the 15th edition of Carifesta as a resounding success, but stressed the importance of transparency around Barbados hosting the event. The party's president, Karina Goodridge, stressed that the sharing of timely reports would strengthen public trust.
What we now have in our cultural arsenal is a collection of legacy performance venues that will serve us well for a long time to own our skills and practice our craft. As with any major national event, timely sharing of outcomes and learnings, including financial insights, helps to strengthen public trust and ensure continued support for cultural initiatives of this magnitude.
President of the Friends of Democracy, Karina Goodrich. Pro wrestling legend and WWE Hall of Famer Mark Henry is bringing a new brand of wrestling to the Caribbean. As a representative of all Caribbean wrestling, Henry is here to create a product that not only entertains but empowers local youth. He spoke with journalists at Kensington Oval yesterday.
We're bringing a brand of wrestling that the people in the Caribbean will be proud of. It represents all of them, but we want individually the people in Barbados to be happy. We want the people when we're in the Bahamas to be happy, in Jamaica and Trinidad and Guyana, and the list goes on. We're going to bring a program here that's going to be beneficial to the youth to get strong and have a strong state of mind as well.
The Wrestling Hall of Famer said his Strong Kids Barbados training program will seek to instill discipline among young people.
I started Mark Henry Strong Kids when I was right out of college. I saw a lot of kids that were passionate, but they didn't have the focus or representation from somebody saying, hey, we're all going to meet at this park this Saturday at 9 o'clock and be there at 8:30 so you can warm up and we can start at 9. You know, I want the kids to have self-discipline, and I want them to have self-control and self-confidence, like to know your body and know your how you feel about certain things. That's like been my passion, and being a part of All Caribbean and being able to merge the two worlds has just been nothing but a dream for me.
Pro wrestling legend and WWE Hall of Famer Mark Henry. Prime Minister Andrew Holness and his Jamaica Labour Party, JLP, secured a third consecutive term, winning at least 34 of the 63 seats in the House of Representatives. The People's National Party, PNP, led by Mark Golding, won at least 29 seats, and Golding formally conceded defeat. Voter turnout was low at around 39%, marking only a slight increase from the 2020 figures. The Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, has announced a new private sector development strategy designed to generate capital by fostering a more export-driven economic framework and the inclusion of digital platforms. Speaking at the second Wider Caribbean Regional Risk Conference yesterday, President of the CDB, Daniel Best, outlined that the initiative will be especially transformative for smaller businesses that often face challenges trying to navigate complex trade requirements.
We know that inclusive economic growth is the bedrock of long-term resilience. So the CDB's new private sector development strategy focuses on building a competitive, diversified, and export-oriented ecosystem. We are now moving decisively to reduce regulatory bottlenecks and unlock access to capital. Here in Barbados, we are supporting the rollout of an electronic port community system, a digital platform that will streamline trade processes, reduce bureaucracy, and improve efficiency for importers and exporters. This is particularly transformative for micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises. In short, we are providing support for Caribbean business to compete globally, grow sustainably, and contribute meaningfully to economic resilience.
President of the Caribbean Development Bank, Daniel Best. Recapping the headlines. The Democratic Labour Party's shadow housing minister criticizes the former housing minister amid resignation. The police commissioner calls for increased responsibility as several officers promoted to the rank of senior constable. Friends of Democracy hails Carifesta 15 but calls for timely sharing of post-event reports. And pro wrestling icon Mark Henry bringing all Caribbean wrestling to the region. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.